嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘琪 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那我们上一期的节目跟大家分享了很多 you know, heartwarming messages you can send and you might be receiving from people.、Mm-hmm. 然后我们节目的留言里就有很多朋友分享在这段非常艰难的时刻，他们也经历了很多让自己很暖心、很感动的瞬间。
Right, so we're going to be talking about a lot of these words that we can use to express those feelings of, wow, I feel so good.
嗯，是，而且今天节目其实我们讲的比往常会少一些，但是我们希望大家都能在留言里面跟我们分享有哪一些瞬间，有哪一些大事或者小事让你在这场疫情当中觉得非常感动，让你感到希望，或者让你感到有那么一丝快乐啊，都欢迎大家分享给我们。好，那分享的方法很简单，你可以在我们的微信公众号开言英语这期节目下面直接留言，或者你如果是通过开言英语的 app 在收听我们的节目呢，也可以在我们 app 的留言专区去分享。好， so today our show is almost like a call in, 也不是 call in, like a write in.
Write in, yeah, write in, that's right.
好的，那我们还是先来说说这些让人感动的瞬间啊。感动，上一次的节目 Adam 已经教过大家了，不知道你是不是还记得？
You remember, guys, the word is, well, I said move first, but also touch.
对，这两个词都可以，是吧？
Right. Now, the thing about both of these words is that they are verbs. Now, we're not talking about, you know, like me moving a table or me touching this computer. Of course, someone is moving us or someone is touching us.
对对对，而且是让你的心，你的 heart 很感动。
Right, right, right. So,This is what we call the passive voice in English, and a lot of students are really, really afraid of this. All you need to do is remember examples of when native speakers use it, and here are two great examples. Jenny, I'm touched. Jenny, I'm moved.
Okay, 好的，是个被动语态。
Right, be moved or be touched.
好，那这里呢，我们要用动词的这个过去分词。
Right, right. So that is a huge part of the passive voice. It's not I am move or I am touch. It is I am or I was touched.
对。好，那除了被动语态啊，其实这两个词也可以变成形容词。
Yes, yes. So all you need to do to make these into adjectives is add ing. So that was very touching. Oh, Jenny, that song was so moving.
或者就像我们今天节目说的，有哪一些瞬间，有哪一些事情，对吧？ So touching moments,
right.
Moving moments.
Right.
那我可以说 things 吗？就是有一件事让我 that thing was very touching.
Touching? Yeah, of course. I mean, a moment is a thing.
对对对。
I mean, like this water bottle isn't very touching or very moving. But you know, sometimes companies will put touching or moving messages on their products.
是，其实讲到 moving messages, I think what really touched and moved a lot of people are just, you know, the doctors and nurses 奋战在第一线
right
对这么大的危险和压力底下但是要救人啊
right
然后另外让人很 touch 很 move 的是有很多的民众或者这个 businesses 外卖的店去给他们送各种各样吃的东西然后在那个外卖的袋子啦纸盒啦或者杯子上面就 they left a lot of moving messages to thank them and to encourage them.
Okay, well that gives me hope.
Me too. 好刚刚 Adam 说的这个 that gives me hope, 就是一件事情给你希望对不对
That's right. It's very, very heartwarming and it makes me think that, you know, we humans, we're not all that bad.
是然后 when we unite, when we stand in solidarity, we shall conquer.
That's right.
好，那上一期的节目啊，我们也教过大家另外一个词叫 heartwarming.
Okay, so this one should be pretty easy to understand just from looking at the word. If your heart is warm, that's good. That is a good feeling.
对，就是很温暖，很暖心的。
Right, so it's pretty similar to or can be pretty similar to touching or moving. When I'm thinking about all of these pictures of doctors and nurses, I'm thinking about some music in the background too, you know? And that kind of stuff, that's like the most heartwarming for me. You see these images and you hear this beautiful music, I just can't. It's very moving.
分享一个我最近看到很 heartwarming 的 moment。 现在虽然很多国家啊，为了这个安全的因素，可能最近禁止过去14天在中国的朋友入境，但加拿大 is not one of them。 中国的朋友还是可以来。不仅如此啊，温哥华的机场这两天还在那个大屏幕上就是滚动的写 Stay Strong China。
Yeah, there's been a lot of those like screens or displays throughout the world. That's very heartwarming.
对，我觉得特别是对于一个比如他刚 land, 他经过长途旅行刚到温哥华的中国朋友，第一他到了，第二一下飞机看到这个，我觉得真的心里会很感动。然后加拿大也有很多的物资去援助中国，而且还有一个很 heartwarming 的 moment 是最近我孩子读书的学校嘛，就一直给全校的家长发邮件啊，就是说第一，请不要在家里把这个 coronavirus 称之为 China virus 啊，武汉 virus。
Right.
第二，请大家，因为我们学校有很多的中国家长和孩子，然后呢，校方就说我们已经跟每一位家庭啊，他们都跟我们报备了自己过去一个月的 travel history 旅行史，然后有过湖北旅行史的，我们都已经自行隔离过了，然后甚至其他的中国家长。最近去过中国也都在自行隔离，所以就请大家千万 you know, we can't discriminate because
right.
of the virus.
Right.
所以我就我们中国家长都觉得很暖心，真的。
Okay. Well, so I of course, I don't have that kind of connection, but one really heartwarming thing that I saw, I can't even remember the name of the country, but it's one of the smallest countries in the world, not a very rich country, but they also donated...some supplies to China. And I thought, oh, that's very sweet.
是是是，这次很多国家啊，就是帮助我们，像日本，对吧？然后我们很多国人都非常的感动。And of course, just people helping each other.
Right,
whether
right.
Whether it's in China or, you know, people from different parts of the world, not, 就不是政府行为，民间的一些，对吧？
Right.
好，那今天节目最后呢，我们还要分享一个 I think it's kind of an uplifting moment. Uplifting 就是能够让你的情绪好起来，振奋起来。
Right, and again, this is one of those words that you can kind of get just by looking at the word. If you think about being in a good mood, you think about being up. You're not walking with your back bent. You're walking with, I'm walking on sunshine.
我最近看到一个很 uplifting 的 moment 是抖音上面就是有人发了在武汉方舱医院，然后就是护士带领病人们就跳广场舞啊，做操，就觉得很 positive, 然后就是那种会心一笑，以及what I showed you today, the online streaming class.
Right, right.
上网课小朋友直播跳绳，就这个时候有一个 sense of humor, 中国人的坚强这种幽默感还是很重要的。
It's very important.
是是是，除了坚强以外，这些也很重要，对吗？好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。You know, come and tell us what really made you feel really touched and moved.
That's right. What moved or what touched you the most? We would love to know.
And these, you know, heartwarming and uplifting moments and stories. 请大家留言跟我们分享。好，今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys.